Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. I see Don on the air. Wait for the intro.
I offer up myself to you, protected by your hand. My dreams and schemes and all I have surrendered to your plan. I know that I'm inadequate, I stumble and I fall, but still you always pick me up whenever I will call.
We humbly bow before you. We love to praise and adore you. We humbly bow before the throne. We give you all the glory. Salvation is our story. We humbly bow before the throne.
I offer up myself to you, protected by your hand. My dreams and schemes and all I have is surrendered to your plan. I know that I'm inadequate, I stumble and I fall, still you always pick me up whenever I will call.
We humbly bow before you. We love to praise and adore you. We give you all the glory. Salvation is our story. We humbly bow before the throne.
I need you by my side. Forgive me for my pride. Please hear my cry before the throne.
To have two of my favorite hosts on the air, John and Don. And this show tonight is slightly impromptu. One reason being that I had 40 hours of online tests and I had to do data entry 8 hours today, but also because Russia just invaded the Ukraine within the last 2 hours. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a military operation in eastern Ukraine, the Donbass region, which is supposedly already a Russian stronghold, meaning that people there have the affinity to the greater Russian good. The UN Security Council members held an emergency meeting among mounting tensions. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged Putin to stop troops from attacking Ukraine. The Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Putin has not replied to his invitation to hold talks. The Kremlin said the Ukraine separatists have asked Moscow for help against Kiev. In other words, the Ukrainians who don't want to be part of the Ukraine but prefer Russia want to overthrow Kiev, the capital. By the way, as I mentioned on another show, Kiev used to be the national capital for Russia before it changed to St. Petersburg, a.k.a. Leningrad. The Ukraine imposes a nationwide state of emergency amid fears of Russian invasion. No, I only have one more illustration before John and Don enter the show. As one may understand, Washington, D.C. was our established capital in the United States, but for a short time it was in Philadelphia. So imagine if Philadelphia said, well, we want to join Canada because Canada has a better economy. Well, that's how Russians feel about Kiev joining the European Union. They look at it as a betrayal. Their national heritage, lineage, and cultural alignment is with Russia, at least from an ethnic standpoint, and Russia does not want to sacrifice the Ukraine to Europe. Now, Germany has held down production on the gas pipeline because they had an agreement with Ukraine in relationship to Russia. I'm not sure how this exactly, Don has mentioned it on shows. I'm not sure how it was going to end up in its normal state, but now that the powers that be have shifted, I don't know what's going to happen to that agreement. Needless to say, I'm going to bring in the co-host. Good evening, Don. Thank you for being prompt. Hi, John. How are you doing tonight? Hi.
Hello, everyone.
Don't be sidetracking and sidestepping already.
Yeah, John.
Actually, no, John's on the air. He's probably cleaning a bathroom.
I'm actually just saying hi and welcome to the world as we know it.
My world is upside down, and we just got through a blizzard. Don stated Reno was in the same boat. Is that true, Don?
No, because we were in Vegas when it snowed, the first snow, and then the first blizzard, and then the second blizzard, we hit it coming home.
Okay. Was it a blizzard or just a hard snowfall?
It was a blizzard. They called it a blizzard. It was about an inch of snow in like 2 hours.
Okay. Well, we had 8 to 12 inches, and my car was buried under 4 feet of snow.
We had about an inch and a half, and we let it melt the next day.
I see. John, what have you been doing lately? I haven't talked to you in 9 or 10 days.
I've been busy working on a few projects here in California and preparing for the end of the world.
Speaking of the end of the world, your significant other keeps posting live posts about men who give mixed messages.
Wow.
On Facebook, you can make a regular post, or you could do those ones like at the top of the page where you're on your phone and they pop up and there's like music. Well,
oh, yeah.
I don't know what they're called, but that's how she's been doing it.
Kind of like almost like a TikTok kind of thing.
Yeah, like sometimes it can be like a short video, and sometimes it can be, like you're working out at the gym, like one of my friends. I guess
right.
They're called reels. They're called reels.
Ooh.
Well, I'm not trying to out your girlfriend on national radio. But anyways,
we're all public.
She's been putting stuff on about men who give mixed messages.
Wow, I better read some of them then.
Maybe I can find one right now. So as you guys know, I just made the headline of Russia because it was convenient. But what's on your mind in the international hemisphere these days?
Well, in regards to the Russian situation, that's pretty much historical as far as they have their history. You look at the United States, we revolted from British rule, and in fact, we don't speak American, we speak English. We still have their tongue. And there was already talk that Queen Elizabeth has died. One publication reported that.
What?
And let me finish. There was a publication. It wasn't The Sun, but I believe it was something similar to that. They reported from a source that she's dead and that they were holding it. And then the royal family, you know, they went after it and said, you know, hey, you just can't. Now, which is kind of interesting because you think you just say, okay, let's just interview her, or here's a live shot of her, wave, and with it, you know, and resolve the issue. But the point is, they said, no, she's alive, and you have to retract it. And then the guy who was in charge of the publication said, it's from a source, I'm not going to retract it. You know, whether it's true or not, according to a reliable source, she died, and they're holding on to it. We'll see. And you have...
All I know is I'm tired of hearing about the Queen Consort. Camille, no matter how much plastic surgery she has, she looks like she was run over by a truck.
Ooh. Well, I haven't seen anyone run over by a truck that looked better. But I will say, in regards to the Russian situation, our country was founded out of revolting. And a lot of, I'm sure if you check the history of Russia, right, it wasn't Russia in the beginning. It was Gog or whatever. Whatever groups lived there. There was Mongols in the area. There was other groups. And someone fought and took it and named it whatever, and it stands until someone fights and takes it. We took this country from the Indians. So to me, if they fight and take it, that shows their strength. Now, here's what the issue is. Putin is a strong man, so he doesn't respect weak people. He didn't do a move like this with Trump. He did moves like this through all the other 4 out of 5 presidents because they were weak. And he sees a weakness, and he's going to go after it. And all we're going to do is give sanctions. We're not going to go in there and rumble and tumble with them. So that's what's going to happen. And that happens in any country. If you're not strong, you don't have a strong man to defend it, it'll get taken. So historically, this is pretty consistent. It's not something, you know, that's out of the ordinary. That's how Russia did what they did, right? Reagan was very strong against them. And basically, Russia starved themselves out. So I don't see this retracting. I think they'll just march and take it, and that's how it's going to be.
It reminds me, ever since even before World War I, the only goal of Russia is territorial expansion. They've never changed their mindset on that. The more territory they acquire, whether it's Azerbaijan and northern Iran, or they helped annihilate Syria along with their leader, their end goal has always been territorial expansion. It hasn't changed with the times. They haven't modified themselves from that type of policy, and they don't think in a globalist perspective. They're very much a nationalist country like your friend Donald Trump.
Well, the interesting thing is that there is some value to Putin, and that is he does not like the New World Order. He has gone on record to say, I don't support it, I'm not a part of it, I don't want it in my country. He also he will not allow Jacob Rothschild. He won't allow the Rothschilds in Russia. He's like, get out of here. We don't want it. So there's some that say he's more Christian and more independent than the rest of the world, and that's how come he gets a bad press, because the cabal, you think about it, the cabal of United Nations, of Merkel, Trudeau, Macron, the royals, they're all aligned. They walk, you know, lockstep on all this stuff. And it's take even Trudeau. I was looking up the reel. He says, you know, I am the servant of Queen Elizabeth II. And everything that I do, he just, in his swearing in, he says, whatever is discussed, it's confidential. We do not share it. I promise this. That's how he gets sworn in. And if you want to be a citizen, you have to swear your allegiance, not to Canada, to the Queen. So whatever moves he's making, with the truckers, what he did this last week, the police came in, arrested the truckers at the convoy, and arrested, over 1,000 protesters. At one point, there was 19,000. They arrested over, and they said, what we're going to do, they're going to do it like the January 6th Capitol riot. They're going to go for the next year or two, person by person. They're going to freeze bank accounts. They're going to, anyone who contributed, like you say, couldn't
where,
contribute.
Where are they going to freeze bank accounts?
Oh, just anyone that has Canadian bank accounts or ties, because like these truckers are going in there, they're getting paid, right? So they're going to freeze those accounts. They're going to make sure they can't come in, and they're arresting them, and they're going to make it like they're terrorists. And these are people who don't want to have a needle with experimental drugs injected into them against their will. That's what this is about. And so basically, he's gone, you know, full Nazi. It's like, well, we're going to freeze your bank account, and we're going to go after everyone. We're going to track everything. This isn't like a short-term thing. It's because they waited so long. It's like they're just getting information, and they're just going to nail everyone. And there's a convoy in the United States going to D.C., I think about almost 2,000 truckers. And I wish them well, but I know it's going to happen. They're going to get there, and they're going to have the military out. They're going to do the police. And they are, you know, we've talked about this. You talk about the market, they're going to arrest them. That you will not be able to buy or sell. You won't be able to live and have your livelihood, which is to deliver trucks. You'll starve in the streets or be in prison. And we talked about this and very serious about this. This is the end of freedom as we know it. This is how it's going to be. And anyone who resists, you're a terrorist. We're in 1984.
Even Bianchi said that last time we had a show. He said that rights are diminishing. And I heard on Christian radio that this bishop in Chicago said, I'll probably be the last one to hold this post. Then my next successor will be in jail he will be suffering for his beliefs.
And we have two parties. We have one that is frontline promoting this hardcore. We have another party that's just sitting there watching it. They kind of let it go, let it slide. It's not that serious. And because, well, it's just public safety, and that's going to be the how everything's voiced. It's like public safety. Don't be selfish. Do it for your family. Don't, you know, think of others. It's just a Christian thing to do. And it's just conform. And I don't mind people wanting to be safe. What I do mind is that I have the freedom, I have the right to my health, to my life, to my livelihood. And to have a government say, no, you can't. You can't meet somewhere. Put a mask. You can't go and worship God. That's what this country was about, to be willing to die for your freedom. So right now, I wish the truckers well. And, you know, it's like if they get in prison, that's good because they're not getting a bullet to the head because that's the next
In one of those cities, the trucker rally, it dispersed.
Well, in Canada, it was Ottawa. And
it was in Ottawa, and they were there for weeks on end, and local shops closed, and it was creating pollution, and people were pissed. And basically, it was okay for them to protest, but the government was not listening to them. And then it filtered in through Windsor, Michigan, not far on the Ontario border, not far from where that 15-year-old shot and killed those four students in Windsor about a month ago in December, a month and a half. Well, anyways, it was a the Ontario one finally dispersed, but there was some backlash from that.
Well, that's the whole issue is people say, well, they were impeding, they were infringing on other people's lives. Again, well, that's because they were being told you not optional, not like take some tests. No, you have to stick a needle in your arm and whatever's in there, pump it in you, or you can't come in here.
Well,
and
people understood the protests. They just didn't like the noise that those people were generating.
Well,
honking their effing horns all day long. They were upset about them honking their horns all day.
Remember the Boston Tea Party? Remember the peasants uprising in Russia? Remember the Cubans when they revolted? And Che Guevara?
Yes,
and all
I do.
So what's different about people standing up for their freedom?
I guess when you dump tea in the ocean, it's not as noisy.
Right. So do you support then totalitarian tyrannical government?
Well, I guess I'd have to look into it because apparently in Canada, these drivers had no choice. They had to take the vax. So if they didn't take the vax, I guess they would have lost their job.
Right, which means what's the next step for them if they don't have a job?
They'd probably be desperate if they couldn't cross-train to a different type of field.
They would be homeless. They couldn't make their payments. They couldn't feed their children. This is life or death, Jane Hoffman. This is not, well, it's just an inconvenience. This is, you will die.
I'm just saying by them honking in the, Ottawa is the capital of Canada, but I don't know if they gained any leverage or sympathy by doing that. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah, again, when it's your life, like, okay, I don't want this in here. And it was okay. It was okay for the last couple of years, right? And they're in a truck. So how are they infringing on anyone? They're in the truck. So wear a mask. Or did you see – how many times have you engaged with a trucker, right? Like you wave at
them. They
blocked
roads in Ottawa. This one street, which was a main thoroughfare in Ottawa, not far from the parliament, was blocked and all those stores closed. I'm pretty sure since they were sleeping in their trucks, for days on end, they had to go potty somewhere. So they were probably inconveniencing somebody.
Well, they always, that's when they travel, they always do that. They use, you know, cafe, diner, restrooms, you know, Denny's, 24-hour places.
After we're done talking about that, I'll let Don pitch in, but I did want to bring up something about the German, what they're planning to do by halting the pipeline from the Ukraine. But I can wait a few minutes till you guys finish debating this. I did hear about the episode of the protest for 5 to 6 days on NPR. They didn't let up after 2 weeks. They never told, the news never told us the end game. Like, did the government modify its position or did the truckers just stop doing what they were doing? I didn't hear the end result. Don,
well,
what is your commentary?
The truckers stopped. It was pretty much they had proven their point. The government was adamant about doing something, putting security, extra security out there, but the truckers just had enough. They got their point across, and it's coming through to America. So that's what the
well, they were in Canada and the U.S.
Well, they were just – they were just barely in the U.S. Virginia, Windsor.
I know. They crossed the Ontario border into Michigan.
Right. And so it did get here. It's become a movement now, and they're going to be trucking to Washington in the next week. So that's what I heard from the Ontario.
They're heading to D.C. now?
Yeah.
So Why don't you answer John's question? Whether you agree with their style of the protests, do you think they made enough noise to retain their rights not to be vaccinated?
I think anytime you have a protest, there's, you know, it's this, where there's smoke, there's fire. Something is wrong with the system. To take away freedoms, you know, a Canadian takes freedom for granted. They pretty much can do what they want. If you've ever been to Canada, they poach, they fish against the law.
They possibly kill wolves.
Illegal nets and traps and everything else.
Well, a lot of parts of Canada are remote.
Why?
Quebec and Ontario are the most heavily urban areas. British Columbia has quite a few urban centers, but there's a vast wilderness in Manitoba and other places, Saskatchewan.
We know, damn it. Fuck. We know.
Well, I don't think, I think you're summarizing, but you're not exactly on point. Because they still bow to the Queen. And who's to say the Canadians have any more freedom than we do?
Well, the people from Ontario revolted against the Queen, revolted against Canada, you know, and they wanted to secede. They never did get a chance to, though. So it's a little bit different up there, is my point, than America.
Well, Quebec is kind of a cool place. I admire that. There is a dual language leaning on the French, and
right.
It has a lot of history and cool buildings.
Cool buildings. And that's why they wanted to succeed. But
they do
you know,
in Quebec, if you've looked at it, you can just Google it on a map.
Are you going to let me?
There's also a lot of stubborn people. I watched Anthony Bourdain went up there once, and they were talking about the fishermen up there and how stubborn they are. So I think they do like to assert their independence a lot, not even pay attention to the government.
Right. And you've been to Canada, so you know.
On a boat I have. I've been to Canada.
Okay.
The Minnesota
refugee
boundary
boat.
Waters, I was in Canada in a boat.
So you didn't
I've get, never been there on foot or on dry land.
Okay, because, you know, you could have tilted over and drowned as a refugee, and they would have just chalked you up as a number. But anyway.
Well, that was in the late 70s before there was all this immigration fear.
Anyway,
and plus, I'm white enough to pass as a Canadian.
Any fucking way. I'm trying to answer John's
You're being
question.
Crabby already, and you haven't had your ice cream yet.
I did. I just came back from a reception, us helping our Northern Nevada Hope our Medical Center start to grow. We're going to group do some groundbreaking on a new medical center, and that's the one that I've been working on that's helped us with the homeless situation, building a shelter. So we just got back from that. But I just wanted to answer John's question. No, I don't even know what it is. The Quebecian...
Do you think people have the right to not be vaccinated as truckers?
Yes. We've overstepped our bounds with this disease. Natural immunity is basically the only way to go. Over in Hong Kong, they've shut Hong Kong down for 9 days pretty much because they've had 240,000 cases.
Omicron?
Right. And that's unfortunate because it's going to get there anyway. I knew it from the start, but now that I see how Omicron works and the whole system, you know, set of natural... situations that are, you know, looking to make sure that they that a disease goes everywhere. You know, we're still still getting the common cold. The common cold is now, you know, everybody gets it. Everybody gets the flu at some point or another. So this is going to be.
I've had a runny nose the last week and a slight cough. But I've already been tested for COVID twice in the last month, and I haven't had it.
It doesn't matter. You can still get it. But the bottom line.
I can, but I haven't. Even when I have some symptoms.
In answer to John's question, there has been an overstepping of bounds. We're all going to get it at some point anyway.
I want to beeline to another issue. Germany halts the certification process of the pipeline. The Ukraine hailed Germany as saying they showed moral leadership. And then one of Russia's top agents, Medvedev, said, welcome to the 2,000-year-old gas. Germany on Tuesday halted the Nord Stream 2 Baltic Sea gas pipeline project designed to double the flow of Russian gas directly to Germany after Russia formally recognized two breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine, meaning those breakaway regions belong to Russia. Europe's most divisive energy project worth $11 billion was finished in September, but has stood idle pending certification by Germany and the EU. The pipeline has been set to ease the pressure on European consumers facing record energy prices amid a wider post-pandemic cost of living, and on governments that have already forked out billions to try to cushion the impact on consumers. But on Tuesday, the European benchmark gas price, currently the Dutch March contract, was up 9.8% at 78.95 euros per megawatt, much like the price of the fourth quarter when Nord Stream 2 had been expected to start. Dmitry Medvedev, Russia's former president and now deputy chairman of the Security Council, tried to rub salt into the wound. He said, welcome to the new world where Europeans will soon have to pay 2,000 euros per 1,000 cubic meters, he tweeted, suggesting prices were set to double. Vladimir Putin pledged, however, that Russia would not interrupt any of the existing gas supplies. The Kremlin hoped the delay of the Nord Stream 2 would be temporary, Interfax news agency said. Germany gets half its gas from Russia and had argued that Nord Stream 2 is primarily a commercial project to diversify energy supplies in Europe. So actually by Germany halting that program, they're hurting themselves if they get half their gas supplies from Russia. Any comments?
Well, what is the morality that Europe is getting their gas from Russia, and we stopped all of the Keystone project and all of our independent energy sourcing? We shut it down. So is there any?
I'm on your side in that. I don't think they should have cut that. I think they should have kept the Keystone pipeline running through Canada and back down here because it's a necessary fossil fuel resource that's needed in our country. I don't like the idea of sanctioning Russia because of this Ukrainian invasion because Russia's already isolated enough from the world. I don't like what they did in Syria, but I think sanctions are going to make things worse. It's going to make Russia more hostile, and they're going to do what they want to do anyway as far as invading.
Well, the problem you have is that we're not ready for electric and solar and wind and all that stuff. We're just not. And it's going to take a time. what you do is you go 3%, 5% a year. You do this over 20 years. You get to the goal. You don't shut everything down. This is very intentional. And the people doing this, they know what they're doing. This is self-destruction. It's like someone taking a knife, sticking it in your stomach and going, uh-oh, we have a problem here. Yeah, you shut down our pipeline and you let the Russians open theirs, and then you let them do whatever
they
want to do.
Well, now it's halted. It was said it was halted, but Putin said he didn't even care if Europe was getting some of their gas.
Of course, he's gonna say he's not gonna do this or that, and then when it happens, he's gonna say, "Oh, I'll shut up the gas." We've talked about this for the last 4 or 5 years with Donald Trump. He's a strong guy. He's assertive. He's a businessman. He makes money. When he makes money, we make money. We have a politician.
But you know
what?
I don't think Putin is going to be happy if Biden cracks down more and more on sanctions, because Biden had a press conference yesterday or today, and they're already cracking down. And to tell you, people think the Third World War is going to start in the Mideast. It could easily start in the Ukraine and filter out.
Putin owns Biden. He owns Hunter Biden. He owns, you know, Burisma and Ukraine.
I totally disagree with that statement. Right now, the United States, we're vested in Europe, John, and the Ukraine is not Russia right now. They've been an independent country. So even though Russia invaded them in 2014, they didn't stay there. They only... Wait a minute. Crimea is controlled by Russia. The Ukraine is not controlled by Russia.
There's people who
are going to fight Russia and the Ukraine to keep their independence.
What was Burisma about?
That's not what we're talking about right now.
We're talking about Hunter Biden went a partnership.
You're talking about Hunter Biden. That has nothing.
Yes, because
maybe he had a stake in the Ukrainian energy resources. But what does that have to do with Russia wanting to penetrate the Ukraine?
Because Hunter, with his group, his investment group, that he went all over the world. He went to China, he went to the Ukraine, he went to other places. The Biden family, Frank and James. Okay, he went over there. They did the MNBA credit card thing scam, hedge fund. Anyway, the point is, he was doing $1 billion deal, $1.5 billion. He was making big money, like $2 or $3 million. He got paid for this thing. And the Ukraine started to investigate Burisma. And that's where Biden came over and said, hey, I'm here on authorization from, you know, headquarters. It's like, you need to shut the guy who's investigating, he needs to be fired. I'm going to get on a plane in 6 hours. And he said, son of a bitch. They fired him. That was the original quid pro quo.
Don, help me out here. We're not really talking about Hunter Biden right now.
Because it relates to
John.
Because
what you're telling me, John, by your statement is you're telling me that Ukraine isn't worth saving, that Russia might as well have it.
What I'm saying is
Trump
is because they're just as corrupt as any other country.
What I'm saying is we spent
up with Trump. Trump is saying the same thing. He's saying, go, Putin, go.
But they're saying is, no, Putin didn't do anything because he knew Trump was strong. The point is we spent 3 or 4 years investigating Trump over quid pro quo when it was Biden. We spent 3 or 4 years investigating Trump over Russian collusion when it was Hillary Clinton. As testimony came out this last week, as the Durham report revealed, yes, she paid, her law firm paid to start that, to divert from her whole problem with her phones and with the computer and with everything getting hacked. And that was the strategy. This is in emails. Let's start this. This is fact. And it's Durham's report shows it. It's like, yeah, yeah, they paid to get this thing going. So get Trump out of office, get Biden in, the puppet. He's the this whole regime of Obama.
No,
and
he can hold his own on foreign policy. He made a lot of independent statements today.
Do you know Trump got us out of all those battles over there? He's got peace agreements, right? And
that
was
in the Mideast, not the Ukraine.
Well, Afghanistan, we were there like 20 years. Syria, 20 years, right? And the Ukraine, Russia was leaving it alone. And now what happened? Now they're just going in and taking whatever they want. We're going back over there in the Middle East to get things started. This is the American petrodollar. This is history. I don't know what you're referencing to come up with these conclusions.
Both Trump and Hunter Biden had professional business dealings in Russia. They're both just as guilty.
Right.
Repeat?
Yes. They're both just as guilty. One of them is dead. One of them is licking Putin's ass, and the other one is making money from the oligarchs.
Well, the Biden family's been doing this for 40 years. 40 years, please.
You know, Joe Biden was from a working-class neighborhood in Delaware. He acted like he hasn't been swindling the system all those years.
Are you kidding me? Really?
Yep.
He's been throwing money to his
son. I'm not kidding.
Don't you know about Costa Rica? Don't you know about Iraq? Frank and James, they did $1.5 billion in business in Iraq. Do you know this? Are you aware?
Did you know that Norman Schwarzkopf invaded Iraq? His father did in the 1950s and overthrew a government.
Yeah.
And they were Republican.
They all do this. But I'm saying Biden's the king of this stuff. He's the master. All the money gets funneled through the relatives and the children, through Hunter. By the way, I was going to Venice a week ago on Dell Avenue. And there's these, if you've been in Venice, California, they have these little canals. They tried to model it after Venice. That's why they came up with that name. And they have these, as you go over the canals, the streets go from flat to kind of like a little arch. Like you go up like a 5 to 10 foot like embankment of the road. The road goes up and down, right? So it's kind of like an arch. And I got stuck. I accidentally made a wrong turn, so I'm going down this street, and oh, here comes the arches, and you can't really turn around. So, okay, so I go up one, down, up two, and down. Get to the third street, and there's three black SUVs, identical. Two on the left side of the road, one on the right side, and one's got flashing lights going. I'm like, oh, these look like government vehicles. Who lives in Venice? And who leaves three black identical SUVs just sitting on the street like no one's in them? They're just sitting there, and ones with flashing lights. I'm like, I was going to turn around and get some pictures, but, you know, I'm in a van that's pretty conspicuous, and they're tracking people. But I'm going to have to make a trip down there again, Fidel Avenue. This was the point.
If Hunter Biden was so persuasive in the Ukraine, then why did Rudy Giuliani have to sneak over there in 2019 to go dig up dirt on him? Wouldn't the dirt already be out?
Well, what about his laptop? We can't mention it. You get blocked on Facebook. What about Dallas, London?
Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani were both over there trying to dig up dirt on Hunter Biden.
And he got it, and he wasn't allowed to.
Skeptics have noted
that
Giuliani traveled in December 2019 to Kiev. Now they call it a weird new name, like Kiev, where he met Ukrainian lawyer Andriy Derkach, which the U.S. Treasury has designated as a longtime Kremlin agent. Giuliani acknowledged trying to dig up dirt on the Bidens. But the U.S.
Yes.
Director of National Intelligence, John Radcliffe, told Fox Business that the purported emails were not connected to a Russian disinformation effort. He's talking about the Biden emails of Hunter.
Well,
that the Ukraine has been in the middle of controversy for years. And when the Russians invaded there in 2014, the Ukraine barely held itself together, and they had a change of leadership during that time. And then now they have a comedian in there who the Ukrainian patrons don't really like, and it's still a political hot potato.
Jane, do you know what you just did?
So I would like to examine it from a political science perspective. Not on how much influence the president's son has there.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to tell me, and you're in my class now, I want you to tell me the composition of the Ukraine and where its position is in the world at this moment.
You just stepped over and said there's no problem here with Hunter Biden. He's clear of any kind of...
I didn't say that. I just said he's not the centerpiece of the chaos.
I'm asking you.
He's not the reason Russians going in there.
A man who doesn't know Ukrainian business, doesn't speak the language, has no experience, goes over to the Ukraine because he's the vice president's son, flying on Air Force Two, and does a $1.5 billion deal through Burisma, gets $3 million over a couple years, goes to China, does another $1.5 billion in business,
so what do you think he got out of it? Let's go to the bottom line. What did Hunter Biden do with all that money?
Millions. Oh, he spent on blow and hookers and coke.
Well, you can't spend that much money on that kind of stuff.
Oh,
just for your own personal pleasure. He had to have influenced somebody somehow, some way.
He bought a place in Hollywood Hills, right? Because he's just working class Joe's son, and then he just bought a place in Venice. You know how much homes are in Venice? $4 to $5 million. He bought it.
Madonna has a house there too, and she doesn't even suck dick for it.
Who does?
Sure, she does.
Madonna.
I don't know, but the point being,
I just feel like I don't care what you guys talk about. You voluntarily joined the show, but I do have to step away for a minute. The show's going to only go 15 more minutes, but I guess sometimes I get a little disappointed in you, John, because we're talking about what is the value of the Ukraine to the EU, what is the value of the Ukraine to Russia, what does, besides Russia's cultural possession of the Ukraine, are they just keeping it in the Russian line of preservation, or are they just unwilling to sacrifice it to the EU because of national pride? So that's kind of what I was trying to get at tonight. I feel like the Hunter Biden thing is kind of a deadpan issue because it's been circulating for 5 years, and I don't really see how it's crucial to the objective of discussing why Russia wants to go in there.
I just don't see it.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude.
Well, you don't have to be rude because, let me answer your question, because the leader of the most powerful country in the history of the world has a son that had free access to that country that is a little jewel that Russia wants to claim and to prove its authority and to make its mark on the world. And so his son is allowed to fly all over these places, get access, and make billion-dollar deals. And you're political science. You don't see the compromise in that? He's going to
I guess
clubs.
If I was Hunter Biden, I would want to kick back some of that money into the Ukraine. Like Canada sent over $220 million worth of equipment to the Ukrainian military to defend themselves. I would like to see Hunter Biden kick back some of that money to the Ukrainian government. He's not so valuable that they have to spend millions of dollars on his expertise, and I think that he should be thinking of the well-being of that nation and what their national goals are.
Well, he doesn't. He thinks about his pockets, and his dad allows Putin, allows Xi, and all these other world leaders to do whatever they want to do and run the world the way they want to.
I'm pretty sure the world is much more corrupt than we can even fathom. But on this time, in my personal opinion, even though I don't like what Putin has done in Syria, I think the Ukraine should stay under Russian influence, and that Russia should work out a deal with the EU to exchange natural resources for the well-being of both Europe and Russia. Plus, it would benefit Russia to do so, because then they wouldn't lose a lot of money and sanctions would not be implemented.
Well, do you think the U.S. should go back under British rule?
No, but under Trump, they probably should have.
You make no sense.
What I'm saying is that whether people like or dislike Queen Elizabeth and the British monarchy, which is called the constitutional monarchy, they've been the most effective leaders in the world in 300 years, and they still dominate many parts of the world.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they haven't fallen apart because they're not effed up like the United States.
Oh, if you love, well, yeah, if you love being a servant, if you think that the queen
is... Well, they adhere
is,
to institutional norms. America is chaos in the making, and there's no more respect for institutions, whether it be newspapers, the government, the private sector, corporate. Wells Fargo has completely corrupted their original mission and taken advantage of their customers. We live in a country that has no moral bounds and ethics. The only moral boundaries and ethics I see is on the Charles Stanley sermons I listen to on YouTube and his followers. And there are many good Christian leaders in this country, black and white, but I really think that in America, the only tool of survival nowadays is individual servanthood to your higher power. I don't see how anyone could take any institution seriously.
So you'd rather live in China?
I didn't say that. I said that serving God and magnifying God in your own neighborhood is one of the sources to happiness. I think serving a corporation that could easily go corrupt or something of that nature, because I just came out of an institution that's corrupt.
Right.
And
so
luckily
you're...
I'm going to a nursing home where I can actually serve people without having to worry about politics. But to make a long story short, I do think there's a lot of chaos in the world, and 95% of it has to do with people serving Satan.
So you believe that we're all equal, but you believe that the queen is above us, and you don't believe in freedom?
I don't think anybody's equal. I think everybody has a set amount of values and gifts, and they can't be measured as far as equality. I do believe in equal opportunity, like people getting a chance to succeed. I don't think the queen is better than anyone else. I'm just saying that the way that they have their constitutional monarchy structured has been successful, and there have been times where it hasn't been, and then there's been a nolo contender where the president gets thrown out of office with a vote of no confidence, and then they replace the government. But it's a more fluid system because they don't have to wait till 4 years is up. If the prime minister is failing, they get booted.
You don't like the American Constitution of Freedoms.
I don't think it represents freedom per se. I think it represents balance between the three branches of government. I do like the constitutional structure, how it was laid out, because if it works in its operating form to the best of its ability, it does work well. Unfortunately, there has been encroachment. There's a lot of books about the encroachment of the executive powers, meaning the presidency, on how it's expanded and been corrupted. And I did a couple papers on that in college. And also the Supreme Court has been encroached upon with corruption. And there's a lot of judicial bending. People are put in, they're implicating their personal, not implicating, they're making decisions based on their personal bias, not on historical heritage.
So you feel that your speech, your freedom to speak what you want, should be governed by what the Queen deems okay or the government's? Like your show.
Don't try to blend. I don't live in Europe or under British rule, so why don't we just skip that? I live in America.
Well,
so far I haven't done anything to piss off YouTube or Facebook like you have. But however, your position on our show regarding Maurice Hillerman, who was the founder of Vaccines in America, got our show kicked off YouTube. So I don't try to be so outrageous to get myself kicked off social media, but once in a while I get upset like everybody else, and I state a position that's unpopular.
So again,
for example,
your right to speech should be dictated by government and by the Queen. The free speech is not.
Why do you keep throwing the Queen in there? I don't live in England.
Well,
and trust me, people in England have a lot more freedom of speech than they probably do here.
You just said that the Queen and the monarchy is a bit more stable and has done far better for
society. I said the government is. I'm not talking about social media. You're talking about your ability to exercise your freedom of speech on the Internet.
Well, that's our Constitution, but you don't believe in that.
I didn't say I didn't believe in that.
Well, you said you
preferred
that. I'm
going to the bathroom and I'm deferring to Don right now, okay? Because you're not making a lot of sense to me. Don, go ahead.
You said that we're the corrupt and we have all this, we're the problem in the world with what's going on. That's what you said. The social. And she's glad I called in. That's okay, Don. You can get us going. Have we lost Don? Welcome to the John Yoder Takeover Political Gravity Show. In 2022, remember to vote conservative. Vote in person. Bring your ID. And in 2024, remember to vote for Donald J. Trump, greatest president ever. You take your hands off the steering wheel. Well, I think Don has stated it quite well. Jane is asleep at the wheel. The show is gone off the rails.
Is Don on the air, John?
Don is asleep at the wheel.
Because I think I heard snoring, don't you?
I took over the show. I reminded everyone to vote in 2022.
I'm going to knock you into next week. So here's the deal. You got to – I work
–
John Yoder, go pimp yourself out in Moscow. No, I want to talk – first of all, I worked 8 hours doing data entry today because we were sent home early Monday. They shut down the office by 11 a.m. Tuesday. I missed 2 days of work. I'm broke as a motherfucker, and I had to give plasma yesterday after AAA, which is actually Country Financial, wrenched my car out of a snowbank. And then I have to give plasma. I did that Tuesday. I have to give plasma on Thursday and then start my new job at 2 tomorrow. So I don't want to fight about the queen.
That's
Rod Stewart rules, and I would like to go to bed myself. Don is snoring on the air. Wake up, Gallimore, you dumb. I won't call you a dumbass. Wake up, Don!
So Jane, you're asking why you're broke, and because they
you're no longer my pimp daddy. That's why
you
haven't sent me money
place.
In a year because you're spending it on a rich Jewish girl.
I'm explaining.
Actually, a broke Jewish girl.
Our national debt was $20 trillion. What is it now? It's $30 trillion in the last year and a half.
Is that because of Jules Frost?
So, no, that's because government is printing money, and they want
to spend. I think our government has been pissing away money for 40 years, and every year our national defense budget goes up by about $10 billion, and it's a complete waste of money.
Yeah, but $10 billion compared to $10 trillion is another
thing.
Well,
I'm just ballparking it, dude. We spend way too much money in the military. And the whole, it's inevitable we're going to go to war again, but we wouldn't have to if we chose better as humans.
Yeah, well,
Ukraine. Vladimir Putin can't help himself. He has to get his nose into everything. They should really just get rid of him and get a new prime minister or whatever. I guess they call it a president in Russia, like. Get him the fuck out of Dodge. I'm tired of his sorry ass.
Well,
he single-handedly annihilated Syria with Bashar al-Assad. We need to get that guy out of office.
How are you going to do that?
I don't know, but, you know, like, he killed his last opponent. The last person that had any leverage in beating him, they killed him by poison.
Yes.
So I just think a lot of people are full of crap because they say Russia has no influence and that their economy is bad and they're broke. They sure do have a lot of influence. They have a lot of influence in the Middle East. They have a lot of influence in China. They have a lot of influence in Southern Europe. They still have a lot of influence.
Especially at the Olympics.
Well, they have...
A lot of
did you see any of the individual female Russian skaters?
No, I heard
they were phenomenal.
Pretty.
Now, it was my understanding that Slovenia or one of those other countries, the United States did not win the hockey title, I heard it was Slovenia.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, so
over there somewhere?
It was a Slavic country that won. I'm looking it up right now. Hold on a second. Oh, wait. Finland must have beaten Slovenia. Is the Russian Olympic Committee is that what stands for ROC? Okay, well, Slovenia was a contender. Now Finland beat out Russia.
Wow.
So they actually won. But I know for a while that the Slovenians had beaten out the United States. Well, anyways, I was really impressed with the Russian skaters. But one of the Russian skaters got penalized for a drug in her system. But
right.
I can't remember what.
Yeah,
do you remember what?
And
one of the American, our best American skater fell down in the finals.
Mm-hmm. I think the Russian, one of the Russian gals did too, because they were making fun of her because she got caught the steroids and then she messed up in the Olympics anyway. There's a lot of attention on her.
Oh, really? By the way, can you hear Don snoring?
Oh, it's the best show ever. He's showing us how superior the African-American race is.
Kamila Valiava, she fell.
Yeah.
She fell several times and finished fourth in the women's free skate. But I know the American fell once, too. I saw it myself.
Yeah, we suck.
Well, I'm hanging up now because I don't want the background noise. So, what are you going to be doing in the next couple of days?
I am working on a few different things. I might get a little side hustle gig, get a little extra money going on the side. And
how's Jules doing? Are you guys still together?
I'll have to call her and find out.
And I think you've been ignoring her because she's been putting cryptic messages up.
I'll have to get on social media and find out. That's how people do things nowadays. It's the Jane.
By the way, I could use $25 for the show if you want. I had to pay 42 weeks ago, and then I got fired 3 days later.
One woman in my life is enough.
I got fired on Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow.
For helping an employee show. At 5:30 in the morning, a client was leaving. He was checking out of the treatment facility, and my coworker didn't know how to fill out the medical form on the computer, and I got fired for showing him.
Well, you're going to have to kind of put out to get some money out of me.
Well, what do you want, a boob shot? Now this is going to be an R-rated show.
I think you're going to have to edit out the whole last 30 minutes.
Guess what? Are you
asking?
He's coming too.
There's a guy at work who I think he likes me, but he's a hard-boiled atheist. And he thinks that both God and Satan are fictional characters. He thinks God and Satan are fictional characters.
Right, created by society to make us conform and behave certain ways.
Right, and my friend Steve Deming said, well, doesn't he believe in dark forces in the world? Like, is he so out of touch that he's never seen what a dark force can do in the world?
That's true. I guess you have to ask him.
Like even agnostic people recognize dark forces.
Yeah, and I would imagine, what's his explanation for this planet and purpose in life?
Well, I'm going to tackle that tomorrow when he comes over for coffee at noon.
Wow.
But I am in a pickle right now, and I have to pay my rent in 5 days. So, if you send me $20 through PayPal, I'll pay you back on the 15th.
Well, if you ask Jules for some money, and then we could funnel it to her.
Did you fix her car, that alternator?
Oh, I fix everything, sure.
Well, that's the last time I really talked to you. You were going out past Pasadena to that Tahunga area, and you were going to fix your car.
It got fixed, all right. It did.
Did she find a job yet? No one's going to listen to the end of the show anyway. Did she find a job yet?
Yeah, although I tend not to air other people's personal life on public media, but yeah.
Well,
she actually did.
Jules
Good
Frost
job.
Is not a real name.
This is true, but Jane.
By the way, guess what my name is in the Word Chums game?
I'm going to say Janessa Hammerstrom.
It's Crimson Vladimir, meaning I'm a Red Russian.
Well, you always admired them. I'm surprised you married
them. And I'm the leading scorer in Word Chums, and I was cleaning my office tonight, and guess what book I found? Openings for Marxist Christian Dialogue.
I was going to say it had to have something with Marx or Lenin in it, but I thought you'd be all happy for Mother Russia.
I don't think the Ukraine should emancipate into the EU for the sole reason it used to be the most integral part of Russia. It would be like Washington, D.C. breaking away from America. The nation's capital used to be in Kiev.
So you don't support the people's rights? Like, they did break away. So you don't, in 13 other provinces, they broke away.
Yeah, like Kazakhstan, Tajikistan. When Russian fell in 1989, that guy I dated from Tajikistan, his country broke away from Russia, too.
Right, so you don't think they have the right to be free?
Yes, I do. But I still think they can choose to go into the European Union, but apparently Russian doesn't approve of it, and they're going to fight it. And,
so you think
of the tradition of Russia protecting their territorial expansionism, they're never going to allow it, in my opinion. It's like China doesn't want to let go of Hong Kong.
So you're saying you support freedom, but if the other person that's bigger than them wants to take them back, then they can't be free. I guess they're well.
When I listened to this lady, she was part of the Ukrainian legislature, saying she was going to bring a gun to her office and she would fight to the end.
Mm-hmm.
And that her daughter and her had been storing food for months and they're prepared for the fight. And then
I heard this
other woman being interviewed in Crimea saying she had been served in the military and she was going to come back to the Ukraine and fight Russia. Then I guess my opinion is more power to them if that's how they feel. In their heart,
yeah, I mean,
they do not want to be part of Vladimir Putin's kingdom.
If you see a woman going down the street and she goes, you know, I used to be with this guy, but he's abusive to me. He doesn't listen to me. I just want to be free. And that guy runs up and grabs her and throws her in a car and drives her back. You're all for that. Because that's what's happening.
They can fight for their freedom. If they don't want to be part of Russia, then they should fight to keep Russia away.
And the Russians are basically the guy who grabbed her, throw her in the car, and we're
I
watching
know.
Her going, someone should do something
all I,
about
all
it.
All I'm telling you, John, historically, is it's going to be a fight.
Well,
and
yeah,
you can't believe how hard the Finlanders fought against Russia, even though they lost a third of their territory in 1905, but they never stopped fighting them, and they killed him in the woods on cross-country skis and tricked the Russians here and there. And in the end, Finland had won that war, but they lost some land in the process.
Well, what I'm saying historically, blacks were slaves, and they wanted freedom.
Let's not get into the black thing a minute before I close the show out, please.
Go with slavery, but the point is, there's a reason why Ukraine or got free or broke out. They wanted to be free. It wasn't just like Russia, we're tired of you, get out of here. They like the people there said, we want out. They wanted freedom.
Why don't you tell me how you think? Do you think Ukraine is going to succeed?
Well, they're going to try, but again, do you have a big, strong country that's just going to wipe them out? They're just going to kill all the men and take over the capital and say,
do you remember that controversy in Chechnya about 20 years ago? The Russians had people coming, they had fighters from Georgia who went in and killed all the Chechnyans. If Russia wants a country annihilated, it's going to happen.
Right.
And most of the 9 times out of 10, they haven't been stopped. We were fighting, the United States was fighting in Korea when they took over Hungary in 56. We did nothing about Russia takeover of Czechoslovakia in 1968. Since then, the Czech Republic broke away from Russia. The fact of the matter is that Russia gets what Russia wants 90% of the time.
And what I'm saying is I support a person's right to be free, free choice, right? God gives us free choice. That's a God-given, this is our Constitution, God-given right to be free, to think free, not a man-given. And I'm saying this speaks to the core of what you really believe. So I believe that God gave us freedom, freedom of choice. He didn't choose against our will. He said you choose freely to follow or not follow. And here we have these situations in the world where you're saying, oh, the queen or the monarchy or the government or, again, Putin and his goons taking over the will of the people. And I'm just saying, no, I'm for freedom, and I'm willing to die for it. The problem is most people aren't ready to die for it. People in the convoy, they're starting to realize this, like, hey, they're not playing around. They're going to throw us in prison. They're going to take away our money, or freeze our bank accounts. We won't be able to work. Are we still going to march? Are we going to back down and go, I better go home to mommy. This is too rough. Or no, are you willing to die for your freedom? And if you're not, then you're willing to be a slave. So that's the choice you, I, and everyone else is going to have to make in this country. Do you want to be free? Or would you rather be comfortable and be a slave? And some people choose to be slaves. I don't.
I agree with your statement and your the propensity of someone of self-determination, but it has to be a ripe time in history for it to happen, like the Arab Spring in 2011. With that, I'm ready to drop dead, and I have to end the show. I really am sorry. I have to finish my online class, go to bed, and donate plasma in 7 hours.
We will let you continue.
Have a good
path.
Night's sleep in your van or wherever you're sleeping, and say hi to Slick.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Boy.
Bye-bye.
50 degrees in the van, so it's not too bad.
All right. I liked your picture by the beach today. God bless you and good night.
Good night, Jane. God bless.